Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2304, 5 Ways Minimalism Can Help Your Wellness by Melanie Schwader with nosidebar.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 5 Ways Minimalism Can Help Your Wellness by Melanie Schwader with nosidebar.com. Across the country, millions of people are living with a chronic illness, and I am one of those people. I never thought of minimalism as a healing modality like nutrition or stress management until I started noticing its effects in my own life. Yes, eating the right foods and getting enough sleep have been crucial in my quest for wellness, but so has eliminating clutter and redefining my priorities. We don't often think of simplicity as a means to better physical health, but I can tell you from my personal experience, they're inextricably linked. You can drink all the green smoothies you want, but if you've got piles of stuff bursting from your closets and an inbox that's constantly overflowing, you'll never know what it's like to experience profound and lasting healing. Living with intention, clarity, and spaciousness can be more powerful than any drug on the market today, because it calls us to examine what really matters on physical, emotional, and spiritual levels. So, if you or someone you love is struggling with a chronic or complicated diagnosis, here are 5 ways minimalism can help create space for healing. 1. More time. When you're not tending to your cluttered kitchen or pages of unread emails, you have more of the most precious resource there is, time. And I'll be honest with you, your wellness requires a hefty time investment. Between cooking fresh and healthy meals, practicing yoga or meditation, and getting to a variety of doctor's appointments, there aren't many hours left in the day. So why would you want to spend those hours cleaning your oversized home or scrolling through endless social media feeds? Pare down and have more time to invest in your pursuit of health and meaningful relationships. 2. More money. One of the best side effects of a minimalist lifestyle for me has been the economical one. When I'm not spending money on useless trinkets, household goods, or subscriptions I'll never use, I have extra cash to put into things that will help me get better. Cutting out the superfluous means you'll be able to afford better quality foods, you'll be able to see your therapist or coach more often, and maybe you'll be able to attend that healing retreat you've been eyeing. You are the best investment you can make, far better than those candle holders you've found on sale. 3. More space. A spacious and uncluttered home can make more of a difference in your physical health than you realize. When you make space in your environment, you're less likely to stub your toe but you're also more likely to use that space for spontaneous play, whether that be stretching out for some yoga, dancing with your partner, or bonding with your kids. Our surroundings can either hamper or ignite our desire to move and express ourselves. So, wouldn't it be great to swap that decorative chair for a play area or a workout corner? I agree. 4. More calm. Keeping up with your social media feeds, work obligations, and to-do lists is very taxing on the brain, whether you realize it or not. It takes a good chunk of our mental energy to maintain our status in both digital and physical manifestations, and all that clutter is stressing us out. I know for me, the choice to simplify, declutter, unfriend, and unfollow has lowered my stress levels significantly, which has allowed my body to relax as well. And it's in this state of calm that true healing really takes place. And 5, more meaning. The minimalist lifestyle invites us to determine what's meaningful to us and discard the rest. And that kind of clarity can give your life an incredible depth and significance you may feel is lacking right now. We all know that minds, spirits, and bodies work together to create our state of health. So wouldn't it be great to give ourselves nourishment in those areas? I know that choosing to invest in balanced relationships, enriching experiences, and an inspiring habitat is a far better move for my health than choosing to pursue more stuff, more prestige, more followers, and more likes. Make space for what moves you, and your attempt at better wellness will come more easily. For those living with a chronic illness, minimalism can be a conscious commitment to getting better. There are many reasons why people choose to pare down and simplify, and physical health doesn't have to be an exception. When you live a life of intention and clarity, you are automatically supporting your innate ability to heal and regain balance in all the areas of your life. Clear the clutter, cultivate stillness, and identify the things that truly matter to you, and your body will often follow suit. And as you wake up feeling a little better each day, the white space you've cleared in your life will provide room for your joy and energy to flourish. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways Minimalism Can Help Your Wellness by Melanie Schwader with nosidebar.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I never realized it until just recently that clutter really stresses me out. I like to put things in their proper places, and when I have stuff spread out and disorganized, it starts to get to me. Usually, I can deal with clutter for a little while, but then I reach a point where it's like, okay, I can't work a minute longer unless I clean some of this stuff up. Now, I wondered about whether my feeling stressed because of clutter has ever been actually studied. So I looked it up, and sure enough, researchers have found that clutter is a type of physical stressor. So by decluttering, we can actually reduce our stress. And just as today's author Melanie said, that means it's probably worth the time and effort to clear out some of that space. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.